Welcome to the Horseshoe Haven. I'm your host, Big Dave. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Tennessee Titans 35-3 on Sunday, clinching a place in the AFC playoffs. And now, it's on the road to Jacksonville to face the 9-3 Jaguars in an epic divisional battle for the AFC South. The Jaguars are without starting quarterback Byron Leftwich, who has left the battlefield with an injury. Be quiet! Did you hear that? Oh my God! It sounds like a horse! Oh! It is a horse! Oh dear Lord, the Colts are coming! Ride out of town! Hop on your motorcycles and automobiles and leave Jacksonville! Leave Jacksonville to the dogs! The Colts are coming! Save yourselves! The undefeated Colts are coming to Jacksonville! Take the women and children and leave! Leave me behind! I cannot run. I am Jack Del Rio, and I am stuck. Stuck here in Jacksonville to coach the Jaguars in a hopeless game. It's so hopeless. How dare we take on the Indianapolis Colts? Oh, I feel faint. And in the aftermath of the battle, only one thing remained. Not a soul left in Jacksonville. No pride to be found. It was a young man standing alone in the middle of the field. But what was that he's holding? What on earth could he be holding? And as we zoom in, we see that in his hand is a...
We interrupt your program for a special ESPN news bulletin.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, December 4th, 2005. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson, after his team just barely beat the Steelers on the road by 7 points, has declared that the Bengals will not only make the playoffs, but will go all the way to the championship game where they will beat the Indianapolis Colts in the RCA Dome. History has shown that when Chad Johnson speaks, he speaks the truth. 10th game of the NFL season, 2003. The 9-0 Kansas City Chiefs make a road trip to Cincinnati to face the losing, cellar-dwelling Bengals. Johnson predicted in an interview that the Bengals would be victorious over the Chiefs, and they were. This is proof that Chad Johnson can see the future. Therefore, NFL League Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has canceled all of the remaining AFC interconference games, as well as the AFC playoffs. He has given the Bengals a 2-month vacation and has made reservations for the entire team in a first-class hotel in Detroit for Super Bowl 40. Tagliabue, in an attempt to cancel all remaining NFC games as well, asked Chad Johnson who he thought would make it to the Super Bowl from the NFC.
You want me to predict the NFC team too? No way, man. I couldn't possibly predict anything that far in the future without looking like a total moron, could I?
No, Chad, I guess you couldn't. So there you have it. Cincinnati is your AFC representative for Super Bowl 40. From Pittsburgh, I'm Buster T. Johnson, ESPN. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
And so there they were. For the first time since the magic spell had taken them over. And all was right in the kingdom. And all were happy. The servants and cooks and peasants all went about their daily work. With smiles on their faces. For the first time in a very, very long time. The turtles returned to the garden, the eagles to their nests. The princess and the king lived happily ever after in the castle, and the colts were 13-0, and the mean jaguars, with arrows through their hearts, lay slain outside the castle walls. The mean witch from the southeast vanished into the mountains, never to return again. And Chad Johnson remained a complete idiot. The end. We'd like to thank you for listening to Big Dave's Horseshoe Haven. Please come back next week. Please come back next week.